Next question is Mr. Johnson. That's Johnson. Mr. Johnson's first name is Roosevelt, Roosevelt. His date of birth is 5/22/1924. The visit was on 1/11/2024. Mr. Johnson is a 100-year-old gentleman with history of congestive heart failure, COPD, dementia. He just left the hospital with COVID. He developed respiratory failure and COVID pneumonia, period. The paragraph since his hospitalization, he has been much more confused. He's lost weight. He's much weaker. He has episodes of bowel and bladder incontinence and requires much lives at home with a caretaker and son. Period. Allergy, none. Medication, he takes Lasix 20 milligram once a day, metoprolol 100 milligram once a day, hydralazine 50 milligram once a day, calcitriol 0.25 milligram once a day, Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice a day, Coric 12.5 milligram twice a day, hydralazine. He takes 50 in the morning and 25 milligram at night. A gabapentin, 100 milligram, two tablets a day. And then Crestor, 40 milligram once a day. Surgery, he's had prostate surgery, appendectomy, and then he had scar tissue on his prostate that needed to be removed. Social, he's never been a heavy smoker or drinker. He's been married 80 years. He's been in steel, STELL business. He was originally from Arkansas. Then they lived in St. Louis for about 40 years, and they've been living in Houston now since 2018 to be close to his family. Allergy, none. COVID immunizations up to date. Family history, mom and dad died of old age. review of system, shortness of breath, especially since he had COVID. He just left the hospital. He has refused oxygen. He's afraid of oxygen, but he uses a nebulizer treatment as well. Weakness. He requires help with LADL now. He's had bouts of bladder and bowel control. His dementia is much worse. He's only oriented to person and only at times. He's eating less. Severe generalized weakness and confusion, period. His vital signs. Oh, past medical problems, hypertension, congestive heart failure, atrial fibrillation, let's see, history of DVT, dementia. Third, an exam, 170 over 92, pulse is 100 with ectopics. Respiration is 22. A febrile or two side on room air is 88. Heart, positive, strong positive is 2 with ectopics. Lungs, ronchi and rals. Abdomen, soft, neck, shows no JVD, or shows evidence of mild JVD. Skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with hand lesion. Neurological movement of 4 extremities with no focal neurological deficit. Skin shows decreased rash. Assessment here, we have a 100-year-old gentleman with end-stage congestive heart failure, which has worsened with the recent hospitalization with COVID-19 and COVID-19 pneumonia. His comorbidities include atrial fibrillation, hypertension, DVT, COPD, dementia, confusion, which has worsened, and decreased weight and secondary to decreased appetite related to his COVID hospitalization. Overall prognosis remains poor for this gentleman with end-stage congestive heart failure and other comorbidities that was mentioned. Family has asked for hospice to evaluate the patient since both family and patient have decided against any further hospitalization and or any heroics in the future. Patient is a great candidate for hospice and most likely will not last more than a few weeks to months. Thank you.